Hi, I'm Lucas James.
And I'm Jordan Ross.
And I'm AJ Quesada.
And we're the co-hosts of How to Scale an Agency. After scaling our own agencies to over $185,000 per month in sales and working with agencies doing hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue like Hawk Media and Neil Patel, we've made this show to interview the top digital marketing agency owners and highlight the fastest ways to scale your agency.
If you would like to join a community of like-minded agency owners and scale your business while doing so, go to 8figureagency.co/call to explore options on how we can help you scale your agency.
What is good, agency owners? Happy, happy day. I think my podcasts get posted on Mondays and Thursdays, and today's Monday, so a pod should have been posted today. I'm supposed to have someone on right now, and we had to reschedule. So this is going to be a stream of consciousness conversation. I actually have some, what I think are really important things to share with you as relates to your growth journey, so you're definitely going to want to listen in on this. I got some important updates just about life that if you've been following the pod, I think you might find interesting and you might enjoy. And then I'm going to set you free. So who knows how long this will be, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, but I guess as you're looking at this podcast, you'll be seeing how long it is. So let's kind of start with a really important update for you guys. So first and foremost, if you're a listener, if you're someone that is new, I'm going to be a father like really freaking soon. And I'm stoked for that. And this is a really big change in anyone's life, becoming a parent. And the thing that I have seen come out of the woodworks a lot of times are how few entrepreneurs actually get to enjoy it, which really sucks. And if you've heard this stuff on the podcast, you could probably fast forward a few minutes because I may have mentioned this a few months ago. But very few entrepreneurs have major life events and they can truly enjoy it. It could be honeymoon. It could be like you want to take some vacation. It could be, you know, become a parent, anything, right? For the major life events, you want to be able to just be there. And your major life events are not business events. So let's be super clear. Most of you and most entrepreneurs just in general, right? The rule of thumb is, I think it's like 70 or 80% of entrepreneurs can actually be present. It might even be closer to 90, can't even be present and fully engaged in their personal life, being a parent, the birth of a child, a honeymoon, a wedding, time off, vacation, picking your kid up from school, whatever the things is, it could be big or little, because you're just, your head's in your business. And the reason your head's in your business, because you are the business, or you're so focused in the center of the business. And frankly, I don't think this is a way to live. We build businesses to reach our goals and our dreams. We don't build it to become our universe, right? The purpose of business is to add value. And the first person you need to add value to, it's not your customers, it's yourself. If your business is not fulfilling for you, like why the heck are we even doing it? So I want this to just be another gentle reminder for those of you that have listened to this component that business doesn't have to suck. There could be a lot of upside. It could be really fun. I think all business is tedious. I don't think there's going to be a business in the world where there's not hard work or consistent tedious work. But in terms of the overwhelming amount of stress, I just don't believe it needs to be that way. And I know that because we've worked with so many hundreds of people. So my encouragement is you should be building your business to, number one, work without you. And if your business could get leads, close deals, fulfill clients, retain clients, those are the four things. Without needing you, you could really enjoy your life in the moments where you most want to. And in the actual business, you could actually put your time into the things that are the highest leverage, right? I'll give you a quick anecdote. One of our clients recently told me how he is starting a second agency and he has a relationship with this vendor to, I'm going to make up an example because I don't want to kind of out him, a vendor that works with, we'll call it 3,000 chiropractors. And he was talking to this guy, met him at a conference, and the guy was like, yeah, I'd love to sell them something. He's like, oh, well, I do these services for these other doctors. Why don't we just do it together? You'll own 30% of the business. I'll run and operate the rest, but you could own 30% of this just for referrals, basically. And that's a crazy partnership that he only could pursue because he was out of his business. And now he's starting a second business. And that second business is really just an extension of his first one, but like he could do it. So you should be getting out of ops. You should be getting out of your business because you should enjoy your life and you should be pursuing high leverage things. High leverage things could be brand like this. I had a call with David, my president at 8F, and he was telling me how one of our new clients listened to a bunch of podcasts and came on the podcast and came on the call with him. It's like basically it. And part of that is if you're spending time with me personally, you get to understand my character. So I make this one conversation. I record 5 to 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a week, whatever the thing is. But that lives there in perpetuity. When you actually look up agency, digital marketing agency on podcasts, we're the number one that ranks for that. Holy shit, that was cool to hear. So we get a lot of organic traffic and we get thousands and thousands and thousands of you listening and consuming this stuff. So the leverage for me in media, I wanted to put a significant amount of time to start building disproportionate returns. This 20-minute conversation, this 10-minute conversation might perforate. Oh dear, I was going to make a good point. I just embarrassed myself, but it's going to really hit home for a lot of people. And that's great. So number one, build your business to work without you. Build the dream, escape your prison. That's literally why I do things. And that's what we do at 8F. So that's number one. If you need help with that, go to afigureagency.co/call. Book a call with us. We'll give you a consultation. The entire relationship building process for us at 8F is just about value. Hey, I want to show you how you can do this. So that's number one. Number two, I want to talk about one of our new clients. So we had a client who came in. He actually signed today. So I'm recording this at the end of April. I had to count on my fingers if we were really April. So I'm recording this on April 22nd. This guy's doing $2 million a year. He's running a media buying agency. And the guy's a genius. Like, listening to this guy, holy crap. This guy really knows his shit. $2 million a year. And he said if operations weren't an issue or a constraint, he'd be at $5 million to $10 million, like, easy. And he was asking us, like, how do I really train my people on doing the things that, like, I do that are just second nature? And what he was explaining was, when things break, when he analyzes data, when he analyzes campaigns, when he analyzes and builds strategy, he's doing genius level shit. And that's why his company's doing 2 million and why it could be doing more. It's because he's so exceptional. And my answer is going to be an answer that every single one of you should, if you're taking this seriously, if you're listening to this in the car, finish this episode, make sure you like and subscribe and comment. Thank you so much. But come back to this because, like, I'm giving you gold right now that all of you can follow. And this is something, if you want to be doing 10, 20, 30 million, this will be relevant no matter what the size. Number one, start documenting all your shit. Like, everything you do. If you're a founder or if you're a genius in a company and an executive in a company and you're truly that good, document it. Every single call, every single presentation, when you're building a campaign, when you're analyzing data, everything. I'm not kidding. Click record. The reason you want to build this is you want to start building the foundation to actually have a thorough training system. Training is extremely comprehensive. And what we're able to do with our brains is analyze thousands of data points simultaneously. And sometimes one of the easiest ways for people to start to understand how you think is just consuming you, consuming the genius of you. Number two is for some specifics. So let's say you're the strategist. I have the strategist role at, we have an ICP. We've signed a few of these types of people in the last few months doing agencies doing between 2 and 6 million annually. And it blows my mind that we have agencies where founders are doing sales, marketing, and fulfillment, getting up to 6 million. It's really fascinating. We had one of those in the last 30 days signed in April this month. We have these agency founders who are so elite at strategy, they could analyze and present. When you're extrapolating that role, I want you to build what I call the skill gap analysis, which is map out all the skills that are actually needed for that role. So what are the soft skills, hard skills, analytical skills? Like, really build it out. And if you do it effectively, it will probably take you multiple sessions and it will probably be a living, breathing document that you constantly add to things. Once you have that, when you bring on people or you're sourcing for people, that will kind of be your blueprint where you need to build assessments and tests to see if people do or don't have those skills. Once you also have that, you can now build a training plan. So as you analyze data, you could start compounding your content in your intro Wikipedia and correlate it to different roles. So inside your intro Wikipedia, you have content, you have the category, you have tags. Tags are just keywords that like someone might write how to analyze a media buying campaign, but someone might write how to analyze, how to review or how to do something with, you know, ad campaign instead of saying media buying. So the tag would be ad campaign, advertising campaign. Those are two different words that someone might search to learn or seek that knowledge out in your internal Wikipedia. So you want it, the tags are different keywords that someone might search for the same topic, but you two think of different things. And when you put that, all that content in there, one of the things that you want to have in there is to make sure that it correlates back to the role. Is it for the strategist? Is it for the account manager? For different roles? When you do this well, you're going to have an abundance of content. I want you to compound up to 80 hours of content. 80 hours, I said that, two full weeks. Number one. Number two, I want you to aggregate all of your FAQs. So every time you have a problem, every time that you solve a problem, I want you to document it in your LMS, which is your internal Wikipedia. Those are interchangeable words. Learning management system is LMS, internal Wikipedia. Everyone knows what a Wikipedia is. It's just for your company. When you are aggregating all this stuff, one thing should be the content. One thing should be a form. So there should be a tab where you have a form where if someone has a problem or a question or something's broken, they need to fill out a form. Here's the problem. Here's the category it's in. Here's the department. Here's the role I am in. Here's my question. You also want to have, here's my proposed solution. A lot of times you want to aggregate questions. You want to aggregate FAQs. You want to solve and answer all those questions. But when your team members have proposed solution as a coach, you're going to record that answer. You're going to document that answer and you're going to send it to them. And that thing that you send to them, you send them a second note. Hey, here's my answer. And here's what you were missing in your thought process, but good job. I just gave you the keys to the training foundation that is so desperately needed in your company. You will never build anything of significance until you aggregate an exceptional training foundation. Amazon had an internal Wikipedia that was just crazy. Like I could search anything and find on Amazon because someone in some warehouse had it array. That's what you need in your company. Doing those things will start to allow you to, if you're stuck between 2 and 6 million and you're the genius strategist, these are some of the most important things. The other most important thing is you could just come book a call with us at ADF and hang out with your boy, which probably wouldn't be me, it'd be Dave because I'm about to have a kid. So, and he could kind of walk you through some of these things. So thank you so much for listening. I want to let you all know from the bottom of my heart, I'm really grateful for you. I feel blessed I'm in a position where I have some knowledge that's worth sharing. I feel blessed that I could do this. I feel really grateful that I just have a lot of amazing people around me, and a lot of that's you. If you're a listener and you're not actually in my sphere, you're not in my community, not whatever, yeah, quantum, we're still connected. So I just want to send my gratitude towards you in the quantum field. So sending love, appreciate y'all. Have a wonderful day. Peace out. One of the hardest things as an agency owner is building a team that can actually execute without needing you, can deliver results that you can trust to learn things fast and deliver every single time. The reality though, most of us can't afford top tier talent. And even those of us who can afford top tier talent doesn't know how to get the best talent to work for us. That's why I built the 8-figure funnel. I've been able to hire over 6 8-figure COOs and convince them to come work for me to help my clients grow. Guys that have already been there and done that, that have run 20, 30, 50, $80 million a year companies working for someone who's not even 30 years old. I've put this all into a simple ebook so you can do exactly the same thing. If you want access to this ebook, go to 8figureagency.co/value and grab one of my best pieces of free content that I've ever released today. Hey there, this is Jordan Ross, your host of How to Scale an Agency, and thank you so much for listening. If this podcast has given you any value, if you listen to it weekly or you're just tuning in on a blue moon, please like and subscribe and give us a good review. Reviews are the easiest way that we can help other agency owners expand their information, their knowledge, and grow their companies
which is why we do this. We do this to help each and every one of you make business growth simpler. So, like I've said, if you've received value, we do not promote our podcasts any other way except through word of mouth. We don't have sponsors because we want to keep this as high level for you as possible. If you could return just a little bit of a thank you back to us, we would so greatly appreciate it.